This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're going to stay with sports now and turn to baseball. The Florida Marlins beat the Yankees in extra innings last night to even the World Series at 2 games each. Day-to-day sports editor Mike Pesca joins me now with something interesting to watch for in tonight's series game. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Alex. I think right now is the perfect time to talk about what I consider to be the most interesting sports statistic of the last 20 years or so.
And that would be?
As you said, the Marlins won Game 4 last night. Game 5 tonight is in Florida, and the last two games are in New York.
Yeah, that's if they play all seven.
That's right. So here's the stat. If the Marlins win tonight, they go up 3-2. And all they have to do is win one of the next two games to win the World Series. So, if they win tonight, would you bet on the Marlins to win it all?
I would, sure. It's got to be easier for them to win one out of two than for the Yankees to win two straight, right?
Right, even factoring the fact that the Yankees will be playing those two games at home. And that's a sensible opinion, but if you look back since 1982, there have been 8 teams to be in that position, up 3-2, having to win just one game on the road. And of the 8 teams, 7 have lost the World Series. The home team has won the last 2 games in 7 of the last 8 times this has happened.
Are you saying the Yankees are better off if they lose tonight?
No. Actually, if they win tonight, they have even a better chance of winning.
They have? Well, so if the Yankees are in good shape if they lose tonight, even though they lost last night, they're in even better shape if they win tonight. It's just not fair.
Yeah, I guess that's why they say they're the Yankees. It's odd. Historically, once the Yankees went ahead 2-1, they were sitting in what the broadcaster of another New York team used to call the catbird seat. That's how powerful the home field advantage is.
Day-to-day sports editor Mike Pesca, thanks very much.